This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Yesterday, we had completed the story of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. We explained that after his people had killed that camel, which they had requested from Allah, He told them, تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ That remain in your homes 3 days. And he explained to them that their faces would turn color each day from yellow to red to black and then they would be destroyed by Allah. And we explained yesterday how they were destroyed as well. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةَ and فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةَ A scream from the top and an earthquake from the bottom. And all of them, meaning all those who rejected the message of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, they were destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and those who accepted his message, they were saved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then they either relocated according to one narration to Hadramaut, and according to another narration, they relocated to Makkatul Mukarramah. Now, I had explained yesterday that we're going to talk a little bit about that area in Saudi Arabia, which is known as Mada'in Salih. That's the place where the punishment of Allah descended upon the Thamud, the nation of Salih alayhi salam. Now Mada'in Salih is part of a bigger area known as Ula. Ula is about 350-400 km from Medina Munawwara. Initially it used to be called Wadiul Qura. And even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was known as Wadiul Qura. And later on, they started referring to it as Ula. After the conquest of Khaybar, now if you go from Medina at about 150 k's, you will find Khaybar. And then you travel and you find Wadi al-Qura or Ula, Mada'in Salih, and then you carry on further and you find Tabuk. So on the occasion of the conquest of Khaybar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after conquering Khaybar, he continued until Ula. Because there was another Jewish tribe there that were hostile to the Muslims. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid siege on that tribe. And after a while, they were also conquered. There's a famous incident that took place at that time, where there was one servant in the ranks of the Muslims. He was putting the canopy on top of the camel. You know, in those days, they used to put their heavy canopy on the back of the hump of the camel when they used to travel for purposes of shade and also to conceal the women folk. And whilst putting that canopy onto the canopy fell onto him and he died. So somebody remarked today, how fortunate he is. He died as a shaheed, out on an expedition in the path of Allah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you know what happened? He actually stole one cloth, one chadar, from the spoils of war. Just one cloth he stole. And that now has become a means of his punishment. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, there was another person amongst the ranks of the Muslims who came with one shoelace. One shoelace. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I took this without permission. I'm putting it back. Now that they heard the warning. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even something as insignificant as a shoelace, if it doesn't belong to you and you take it, it can become a means of your punishment. So that is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to what is known today as Ula. In those days it was known as Wadi al-Qura. And then the Nabi of Allah passed by here again later on. On the occasion of Tabuk. Tabuk took place close to the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Nabi of Allah stopped in Ula, and there's a place where he performed Salah, and that place they made it a masjid. Actually, on that journey of Tabuk, wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped specifically to perform Salah, that place has been marked off and a masjid has been built. Now, as you come into Ula, it's a very picturesque place, very beautiful, very scenic. It used to be a stopover for the people who were coming from Hajj, from Jordan, from Lebanon, from Palestine, Egypt, Syria. Those in the old days who were coming by road for Hajj to Saudi Arabia, when they used to travel, they used to stop in Ula. It was one of the places where they used to stop. And it's very beautiful. And you get those mountains, and I explained the other day, then the rocks on those mountains have a very kind of unique shape. And some say it's because of the winds that blew at the time of the destroying of the nation of Ad. And others say that at the time of that screech and that earthquake of the nation of Thamud, it also had an impact on the shape of the rocks. Now from Ula, normally when you go to Mada'in Salih, you're not allowed to stay in Mada'in Salih itself. You stay in Ula, and thereafter you travel. It's about 20 k's into Madain Saleh. Now, Madain Saleh, the reason that you are not allowed to stay there, on the occasion of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came, now he was passing Madain Saleh on his way to Tabuk, he started hastening the pace of the animal that they were riding. And he covered his face, his blessed face, with a cloth. And he told the Sahaba, no one must go into the homes. As I told you, those homes are still existing, carved out in the mountains. No one must drink the water. No one must use the water, not even for wudu, not even for cooking purposes. If anybody had taken any of the water and they had already mixed it with the flour, they should dispose of the flour. They should give it to the animals. So the Nabi of Allah hastened. Why? Because this is the place where the punishment of Allah descended. That's why a couple of decades ago, the authorities in Saudi Arabia, they went and they studied the whole geographical location. And those parts which are definitely in the parameter of Madain Saleh, without any doubt that this is part of Madain Saleh, by law in Saudi Arabia, you're not allowed to reside there, you're not allowed to stay there, and you're not allowed to do any farming there. Because that is the place where the adab and the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala came. However, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did do, is he did stop to show Sahaba certain things. He showed them the place where the she-camel used to come through, you know, the alleyway. And he pointed out and he said, this is where the she-camel used to come to drink water, and this is how it used to go back. So from there, the scholars deduce that to visit Madain Saleh, with the intention of taking lesson, with the intention of studying what happened to these people, how mighty, how strong they were, and how Allah destroyed them when they broke the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to go there to visit the area with the intention of taking lesson, that's permissible. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did stop at one or two places, and he did show Sahaba that this is where the camel used to drink water, this is where the camel used to walk through, etc. But the Nabi of Allah didn't waste too much of time there. He hastened through, no drinking of water, and don't go into the homes, etc., and go past as quickly as possible, out of fear that the adab and the punishment of Allah must not descend again. And even if it doesn't descend, that's an area where the punishment of Allah has descended. It's not an area where there's any blessings. It cannot be an area where there is any goodness. Now in those days, it was not known as Madain Saleh, it was known as Hijr. Remember the other day I said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the nation of Thamud in the Quran as Ashabul Hijr. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So if ever you get the chance, normally when people go to Saudi Arabia, they go to visit primarily Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. I got an opportunity to go there twice in the days when they used to give those tourist visas, you know, when December was just after Hajj. And if you wanted to go there, you couldn't get an Umrah visa because it was too close to the Hajj season. So they would give you a tourist visa, and part of the requirements of the tourist visa was, you can't only go to Makkah and Medina, you must tour other parts of the country. So that's how we got to see Tabuk, and that's how we got to see Madain Saleh. But you can check it up on the internet. If you do a Google search of Madain Saleh, or Ula, or Wadi al-Qura, and you'll see all the pictures, and you'll see those homes which are carved in the mountains. So with that, we come to the conclusion of the story of Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, and we come to the conclusion of this particular discourse. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has willed, perhaps sometime in the future we'll commence, because the next story is that of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's a lengthy story and we have very few days left. But whatever we have discussed, we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to take lesson. We have just scraped the surface. It's just for a few minutes every day. We have been just talking about some of the main points. But as Muslims, we should have enthusiasm. In our homes, we should have authentic books of tafsir, and we should read up on the tafsir of these verses, and you'll find a lot of detail there. We should have copies of books such as stories from the Quran, stories from the Ahadith. We should be reading this. We should be getting our children to read this. It should be part of our library in our homes. We need to know about our history. We need to know about the history of humanity, and we need to heed the lessons. Allah is talking to us repeatedly in the Quran about these incidents, about these stories. And as I said right in the beginning, it's not about the minute details.